These are your signals for January 15th, 2024. Today's dominant tension is the simultaneous breakdown of multiple containment mechanisms across security, economic, and infrastructure domains. What makes this day matter is not just the severity of individual shocks, but the way they are converging and amplifying each other. The system's resilience is being tested on several fronts at once, revealing both the fragility of established norms and a growing willingness by major actors to bypass them. Movement is clear. Deterrence is failing in key conflict zones, economic tools are being weaponized, and critical infrastructure is showing new vulnerabilities. This is not business as usual. The most consequential shift comes from the Middle East, where deterrence between Israel and Hezbollah has broken down. Both sides have escalated attacks, targeting command centers and expanding the conflict zone. Civilian evacuations and mobilization are underway. This isn't just another flare-up. It's a signal that the old equilibrium is gone. The risk of regional war is real, with the potential for Iran and the US to be drawn in. Even if escalation is managed, the baseline level of violence and instability has risen, and the region's security architecture is under acute stress. In global finance, the US Federal Reserve has made clear it will keep interest rates high for longer than markets expected. This is a regime shift. The cost of capital is rising everywhere, putting pressure on leveraged sectors, emerging markets, and sovereign borrowers. The adjustment will be painful. If managed well, we'll see slower growth and asset repricing. But if there's a misstep or overreaction, the risk is cascading defaults and a global recession. The Fed's stance now sets the tone for financial stability worldwide. On the economic and technological front, China has moved to restrict exports of rare earth processing technology. This is a step beyond controlling raw materials. It's about controlling the know-how that underpins critical supply chains. The message is clear: technological leverage is now a tool of statecraft. This accelerates the fragmentation of global supply chains and sets a precedent for further weaponization of trade. The West will scramble to develop alternatives, but costs will rise and adaptation will be slow. If tit-for-tat measures escalate, the impact could destabilize manufacturing worldwide. Meanwhile, Russia has launched a coordinated missile campaign against Ukraine's energy grid. This is not just about battlefield advantage, it's a direct attack on the backbone of a state. Widespread outages and industrial disruption are already visible. Ukraine's resilience is being tested, and so is the resolve of its Western backers. The risk is that grid failures cascade, leading to mass blackouts and secondary crises. This could force a new round of Western intervention, or in the worst case, a collapse of Ukrainian state capacity. Supply chains are under acute stress from multiple directions. A major disruption in Black Sea shipping has sent global wheat prices soaring, raising food security concerns far beyond the region. The Black Sea is a critical artery for global grain exports. Even if alternative routes and reserves help manage the shock, persistent price elevation is likely. In the worst case, prolonged disruption could trigger food crises and political instability in vulnerable regions. At the same time, a sophisticated cyber attack has paralyzed operations at several major European ports. Ports are the nodes that keep global trade moving. When they stop, supply chains seize up, costs rise, and essential goods become harder to move. The attack exposes just how fragile digital infrastructure can be. If attribution points to a hostile state, the risk of retaliatory escalation and broader cyber conflict increases. India is facing a record-breaking heat wave that is straining its power grid and crippling agriculture. India's role in global food and manufacturing networks means that shocks here can ripple outward quickly. The most likely outcome is managed degradation. rolling blackouts, emergency relief, and persistent stress. But if the grid collapses or food shortages become acute, the consequences could include mass migration and regional instability. Across these signals, a pattern emerges. First, deterrence and escalation management are breaking down in multiple conflict zones. Second, economic and technological systems are being weaponized and fragmented at a faster pace. Third, critical infrastructure and supply chains are increasingly exposed to both physical and cyber shocks. These mechanisms are not isolated. They are feeding into each other. A shock in one domain amplifies vulnerabilities in others. And with governance bodies like the UN Security Council deadlocked, the system's capacity for coordinated response is shrinking. What should you watch next if there are signs of Iranian or US military movements in the Israel-Hezbollah conflict? It means the risk of regional war is rising. If emerging market currencies or bonds come under acute stress in response to US rate signals, it means financial contagion is spreading. If China announces further export controls or the West counters with new measures in critical technology sectors, it means the feedback loop of economic weaponization is accelerating. The core constraint remains. The system's ability to absorb shocks is eroding. What is stable is the persistence of cross-domain feedbacks. Security, finance, and infrastructure are more tightly linked than ever. While most trajectories are still manageable with vigilance, the margin for error is shrinking. The risk of rapid, non-linear escalation is rising, but the underlying mechanisms are now in clearer view. That concludes your signals for today.